and see what is healthy fat, what is healthy protein, munch on them before you go on to the pasta that your sister really, really wants you to enjoy. You can learn from these videos how to turn insulin unfriendly foods into partially insulin friendly foods. This is a practical nugget, nugget after nugget after nugget. You know, I'm so conscious of my time that I, when I offer you my recipes, which I offer you about 50 of them, my recipes first and foremost are based on it has to be preserving health, healthful aging, not becoming diabetic, not becoming obese, not developing high blood pressure, not then developing problems of digestion and absorption and inflammation and GERD and gastritis and colitis, and everybody talks about that. And then my second thing is it has to be time efficient, because I cannot see myself being in the kitchen for 20 minutes just for preparing a breakfast or another meal. And fortunately, I'm not a very good judge of the taste, but my wife is an excellent taste. So I will not post a recipe under my name unless she approves the taste. So together we have this team. And if you say something good about me, if you feel something good about me in the last about 2 hours that we've been together, please say silently something good about my wife, Talat. It will reach you, okay? It will reach you. When you think well of someone, That is not only compassion for that person, but that's also self-compassion, which we were talking about. Please call us, 212-209-2950. Be compassionate to us, Janet, me, Michael G. And in that, you will find the finest form of self-compassion. 212.
This has been a 212-209-2950. I don't know if we'll be able to thank all of you because there'll be a bit of a tally lag, but I do want to thank those people whose names we've caught already. Ep Kuhn from Princeton, New Jersey. Wanda Fawcett from Brooklyn. Raymond Campbell Brooklyn. Veronica Walker from Newark.
Thank you, Veronica.
Caller from East Shroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Jose Rodriguez from New York City. Luis Roman from the Bronx.
Thank you, Luis.
Christine Vandenberg from Amityville. Baron Miller from Jamaica.
Thank you, Baron.
Pierre Million from Irvington. And the pledgee from the Bronx. Thank you so much.
We still have a few minutes. Yeah. You can call us in the closing minutes. We have to give some time to Michael G to set up for the next program. But you can call us. Think about your personal commitment to this voice of reason, this culture of courage. I don't say everything that we say will not proven to be different in years to come, but I can say that we are motivated by our inner sense of ethics and our obligation to you.
And
we will not give you an information with any other agenda. I think that's the strength of WBI, and that's why you need to own up to it. As far as the information, you can have as many. You can call me for a house call anytime as you want to, as long as you have these 3-5 hours. It is really doing a house call. People tell me. Okay?
It's the basic house call.
That's right.
All this extra is extra, right?
That's right.
But these are the three areas of information really everybody needs to know about diabetes, about kidney failure, and about blood pressure, because
Do you know how many people have told me that by making this information available to their children, their teenagers, they were able to light up that spark that I want a life of healing. And they went into naturopathic school or MD school or nurse practitioners or whatever they did, okay? That's one of the most rewarding things to me, is that through this medium, I was able to reach some children, some teenagers, some sub-adults, and they considered that this could be an option for them.
And have become healers themselves?
That's right.
Or heal themselves. Either way, pretty good for the culture.
Absolutely. And also, if a youngster listens to this kind of a material, you have planted the seed that there could be ways of healing without drugs.
Yeah.
Which, incidentally, healing with drugs is a fundamental contradiction in terms.
Give you something else, right?
That's right.
The drugs give you some other condition.
It's been very, very kind of you to support us
Thank
this
you.
Morning. It is very nice. It's been I want to thank Professor Dr. Janet Coleman. Janet, actually, I need to thank you. I need to thank you for another reason. I look forward to our shared time here.
I do too.
So I think we should take leave. This has been Science, Health and Healing. I am Majid Ali and
Janet Coleman.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, join the award-winning Midnight Ravers on Friday, October 16th, 2015, at the early start time of 10 p.m. for our marathon special, A Moment in Hip-Hop. Tune in for this four-hour spectacular as we pay tribute to the pioneers of hip-hop. Special in-studio guests will be DJ Kool Herc, Grandmaster Caz, Grand Wizard Theodore, Kangol Kid, and some surprise guests. So mark it on your calendar, tell a friend, and be sure to show your support. Again, that's Friday, October 16th at 10 p.m. for the Midnight Ravers presentation of A Moment in Hip Hop. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Miss this one and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Hey, Reggie Johnson, engineer, musicologist, and all-around good guy. I've got some questions for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
What year did Bob Fast start Radio Unnamable, the first free-form radio show on the air?
1963.
Too easy. How about name three artists who launched their careers with live performances on WBAI?
That's easy. Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Jose Feliciano.
Mm-hmm.
And Phoebe Snow.
You got it. And where did all this happen?
WBAI.
Where else but WBAI? Help WBAI continue to make history.
Contribute to the fall fund drive beginning October 5th via phone 212-209-2950 or by going to the website give2wbai.org.
Hey, Reggie, I'm not through with you. Got more questions coming. Hey, Reggie Johnson, engineer, musicologist, and all-around good guy. I've got some questions for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
What year did Bob Fast start Radio Unnamable, the first free-form radio show on the air?
1963.
Too easy. How about name three artists who launched their careers with live performances on WBAI?
That's easy.
Hmm.
Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Jose Feliciano.
Mm-hmm.
And Phoebe Snow.
You got it. And where did all this happen?
WBAI.
Where else but WBAI? Help WBAI continue to make history.
Contribute to the fall fund drive beginning October 5th via phone 212-209-2950 or by going to the website give2wbai.org.
Hey, Reggie, I'm not through with you. Got more questions coming.
It's just about the... cheese, black August bloom. August bloom. My soul was fed by you, fed by you. And one of the birth.
And I do welcome you. You're listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight, over WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org. Stay tuned. We will be bringing you a very special broadcast this day, and we're excited about it. So keep listening. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you. does it feel like you're losing the way?
And again, you're listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. I'm Catherine, and we're going to be sharing with you some excerpts from three separate DVD programs. And these are programs that we feel will make a real difference for you, for your life, and how you can begin to integrate the inner truth into the expression of your experience. And one DVD is called The Simple Truth, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace. The Doorway into Now, Transcending Our Obsession with Time. And What is Meditation? Realizing the Life That You Are. And all three of these DVD programs feature a single author, a very prolific author that many of us are familiar with, and that is Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Tolle was born in Germany. He now resides in Canada. He's best known as the author of The Power of Now and A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. In 2011, he was listed by the Watkins Review as the most spiritually influential person in the world. And in 2008, a New York Times writer called Tolle the most popular spiritual author in the United States. And Tolle comes from a very interesting background, an interesting childhood. A lot of depression and challenge in his early life. And then at one point when he was 29, he underwent an inner transformation. And he spent several years wandering and being in this state of deep bliss. Ultimately, he became a spiritual teacher, moved to North America, and began writing his first book. But since that time, he has done many books, many audio tapes, many videos. And I find that his teaching is something that really helps to crystallize that essence within us that sometimes we have difficulty connecting to. And I want to share this with you today. I believe you'll receive a great deal from just listening to the excerpts, but we're hoping that you'll also be inspired to make a donation to WBAI. Each of these DVDs will send you for a thank you gift of for your $85 pledge. We'll thank you with the DVD. Individually, it's an $85 pledge. And you can pledge for the whole set. So that would be the Eckhart Tolle DVD pack. Eckhart Tolle 3 DVD pack is a $200 pledge. The DVDs individually are $85, an $85 pledge. So they're so beautiful. And I feel that it offers a real guidance. And for me, it serves as a tool. Because no matter where we are on our spiritual path, there's always those moments of challenge and setback, those moments of feeling lost, of being overwhelmed by the stress of our lives or the chaos in the world. And sometimes it all seeps in and we just lose our peace, we lose our connection. And I find that the work of Eckhart Tolle is so useful because it, for me, sort of takes away the cloud and helps me reach back into what I know on many levels, but I'm not always directly connected to. So for me, it's a great tool. And I watch these DVDs, or I'll pick up his book and read some of the information, and it always helps me remain or get back on track. It's very valuable material. I'm going to start with one of the DVDs, and it's called The Simple Truth. And this is basically a DVD in which Eckhart Tolle is interviewed about his life. But he gives such insight into how he came to this place of understanding. But he makes it very clear that his journey is just one of many. We all have the essence of what he's talking about within us, and we can each make that connection. So he's a teacher, and he is I won't say that he's a guru or a leader. He basically teaches by example. This is what I've experienced. This is what I've learned. Let me share it with you, and hopefully it will help you. You'll be in the right place when you hear it. And I believe that many of you who are listening to this program are in the right place. You are at that level of transcendence, of breakthrough, of expansion, of understanding and awareness. But like I said, we all stumble from time to time. And I want you to listen to this, The Simple Truth. And remember, it's a pledge of $85. You can call 212-209-2950. Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace is the subtitle. And it's described in that Eckhart Tolle returns to the roots of his teachings. The world's religions share a universal truth. Peace is possible. And we're going to go to this in just a moment. I'll play a little bit more of our song, and then we'll ease into the DVD. Again, that number is 212-209-2950. And the three DVDs are The Simple Truth DVD, and the other one is called What is Meditation? And this is Realizing the Life That You Are, Crucial Insights for Meditation at Any Level of Experience. The essence of meditation is not something we do. Rather, it is simply to be fully present and aligned with life in the moment. And this is a central teaching of Eckhart Tolle, What is Meditation? So that's one of the DVDs. And the third DVD is called The Doorway into Now, Transcending Our Obsession with Time. Teaching to transcend time and realize the dimensions of stillness within. So these are the three DVDs individually. You can pledge at the $85 level. Collectively, you can pledge $200 for all three of these DVDs. And when you call the pledge line, 212-209-2950, you can ask them to just search Eckhart Tolle. They'll be ready to take your pledge. And for your own information, Eckhart is spelled E-C-K-H-A-R-T, Tolle, T-O-L-L-E. So we'll be back in a few moments, but I'm going to give you a nice slice of this program. So I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You'll benefit from it. And we're hoping that you'll be motivated to pledge and support WBAI. Are you tempted by the voices trying to lead us all astray?
Silence, it isn't silence. my mother a housewife. Then my parents got divorced when I was 12, and my father dropped out of conventional life and society. He was an early dropout before the term dropout even existed, and he went to live in Spain. So my parents got divorced, my father left to live in Spain, and I was very unhappy at school. So at 13 I refused to go to school any longer. That was my only act of rebellion as a child. I was on the whole a very meek, obedient child, but something within me prevented me from going to school. I just couldn't do it anymore. So I stopped. My mother didn't know what to do with me. So finally it was decided that I should join my father in Spain, who had remarried and lived a very unconventional life. He lived on his savings for a few years and then he started working there. So I spent my teenage years from 13 to 19 in Spain. And so the Spanish language became my second language, and I was taken out of the culture that had surrounded me for the first 13 years of my life, and then placed in a completely different environment and culture. And that probably was a good thing, because if one spends one's whole life in one particular cultural environment, one tends to become conditioned by that particular culture without knowing it. So by experiencing different cultures as a child, that somehow perhaps made the cultural conditioning less deep, less rigid. And my father was always a very unconventional person. Some people would call him eccentric. So when I got to Spain, he asked me, "Do you want to go to school here?" And of course I said no. And so he said, "Okay, then don't go to school and do what you like." And that's what I was able to do. I was reading certain books that I liked to read, studying. I began reading some literature. I went to language classes in the evenings and afternoons and studied some other subjects that I was interested in, like astronomy and so on. So I grew up without... especially in my teenage years, without the pressure that most youngsters experience. And then at 19, I went on my own to live in England.
Okay, and then you started to have an education in England?
Yes, in England I was offered a job, although I didn't have any formal qualifications. Miraculously, somebody offered me a job. And I was actually teaching English and Spanish, German and Spanish for a few years at a language school. And then a kind of quest started. And also what also started at that point was already the beginnings of depression that I would experience periodically. And living in a state of increasing anxiety, a kind of generalized anxiety. And I was looking for some answer to the dilemma of life and living. And I was looking to philosophy and the intellect for an answer. So I began to read a lot, and then I thought the answers would probably be found at the universities. The professors would know. So I took the exams that I needed in evening classes to get to university, and then I went on to London University where I did languages and literature, and increasingly became more and more unhappy and continued to search and absorb more and more knowledge and gradually beginning to realize that they didn't really have the answers to life's dilemma. I remember there was one professor at London University that I liked very much. I would go to his classes and admired him. Very knowledgeable. And one day we arrived on a Monday morning and we were told that he had just committed suicide. And that shook me inside. And I realized that certainly these people that I looked to for an answer didn't have it either. And so my depression intensified, and I did very well in the degree examinations because I studied so hard out of fear, really. I was driven by anxiety. And then after graduating from London University, I didn't do anything for about a year. And that was the year in which I became even more unhappy and depressed, and when an inner shift suddenly happened inside me. It was in my 29th year, I woke up in the middle of the night, and this was not uncommon for me, waking up in the middle of the night and feeling intensely depressed and in a state of great fear at the same time. And that happened again that night, and the thought occurred to me, I can't live with myself any longer. And that thought repeated itself in my mind. I can't live with myself. And then suddenly I looked at the thought. I kind of stood back from that thought and looked at it and said, that's a strange thought. I cannot live with myself. Am I one or am I two? This thought seems to show that there's two people here. I and the self that I cannot live with. I didn't have an answer to that question. It's just that question, that puzzle arose in my mind. Much later, it reminded me of a koans that they have in Zen, that are puzzles that are designed to stop the mind. For example, what is the sound of one hand clapping is a famous koan. And it doesn't have an answer on an intellectual level. And so the question that arose in my mind also didn't have an answer on an intellectual level. Who am I and who is myself that I cannot live with? But that question triggered an inner shift, something inside me that I didn't understand it at that point must have disidentified from the self, the unhappy me, as I later called it. So a kind of an inner disidentification happened. The I am, which I later recognized as the consciousness that I am, separated itself from the conditioned entity, the conditioned consciousness that provided me with my sense of identity, the self. And that consisted largely of an unhappy story. So then I felt I was like being drawn into some kind of vortex of energy, as if I were disappearing in that. And there was still a moment of resistance, and I heard something almost like a voice inside me that said, resist nothing. So I gave up resisting the feeling of disappearing into nothingness. And so that, don't remember very much else of that night. All I know is that the next morning I woke up and I opened my eyes and I looked around the room, and everything seemed as if I was seeing it for the first time, fresh, new, alive. The light coming through the windows, familiar objects on the table. They looked fresh, new, and alive. So I got up and went out for a walk, and I looked around, and everything seemed so peaceful. Even the traffic in the city seemed so peaceful, and I knew something strange had happened. There was suddenly, everything was filled with aliveness and peace, and I didn't know why. And that went on. And then this inner peace as the background to all experiences and the background to all sense perceptions, even as the background to my thinking, that then never really left me again. But it took me a long time to understand it, to be able to put it into words. And so a little later I started investigating other spiritual teachings for the first time, Buddhism, Christianity and more contemporary spiritual teachings. And very quickly, I recognized the truth that is, in many cases, hiding underneath sometimes centuries of
listening to WBAI in New York. This is Heart of Mind. This is Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. I'm Catherine, and we're listening to Eckhart Tolle. And the DVD that you're hearing excerpts from is called The Simple Truth, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace. And it's a very beautiful DVD, and it's a very intimate. There's a woman interviewing Eckhart Tolle, but he speaks for long stretches of time. And for those of you who don't recall, Eckhart Tolle is a world-renowned spiritual teacher and best-selling author in print and on audio. His written works include two New York Times bestsellers, the Oprah's Book Club selection, A New Earth, and The Power of Now. And so these books have been translated into 33 languages. He's very widely known. But I find that these talks are so intimate because he's so present. You could really feel his energy, and you can look into his eyes, and you can see his expression, and you get the feeling of what he's speaking. And he goes on to counsel us on truly how to find that path from suffering to peace. And for him, for Eckhart Tolle, it started with this transcendent moment. But we can all find this path for ourselves in our own way, because we're all unique. We each find our path in our own way. And I'm asking you to call, make a pledge. It's an $85 pledge for this DVD, The Simple Truth by Eckhart Tolle. And you can call 212-209-2950. You can also go to the website, give2wbai.org, and you can make that pledge and make that payment right online if that's more convenient for you. That's give2wbai.org. Or you can go to the phone and call 212-209-2950. And in this DVD, Eckhart Tolle returns to the roots of his teaching. The world's religions share a universal truth: peace is possible. Eckhart Tolle discovered that firsthand during a transformational experience at the age of 29, which we just heard about, when the continuous mental noise that made his life an unhappy story spontaneously ceased. The Simple Truth is an illuminating video session with the author of The Power of Now that traces the growth of his teaching work and offers the possibility for each of us to participate in the evolution of human consciousness. And the journalist in this DVD is a Danish journalist called Anne Hjort. And Eckhart discusses in this DVD discovering a dimension beyond your personal history, living in the moment instead of toward a better one, the primordial truth of being, taking action in the world while rooted in presence, the role of suffering and the meaning of surrender, the inner readiness that precedes acceptance of what is, paying attention to your relationship to the present moment, and the purpose of all spiritual teachings to reveal what's already here. So there's great wisdom in this DVD. I'm sure you'll get much out of it. And we're asking you to support WBAI, because WBAI is here to serve you, to bring you this information all across the schedule. You'll find programs that you can enjoy that will enrich your life, inform you, and motivate you to get involved in the world around you. On this particular program, we motivate you to get involved into the world within, into the presence within, into the true fullness of who you are. So often we get distracted by life and by problems and by histories, and everything begins to snowball, and we have this happening in our head, this experience of stress and worry and not knowing what to do. And people do, as Eckhart Tolle spoke of, people take their lives, people get lost, people fall into addiction, have so many problems trying to manage the pain that can accompany life. And so it's really important that we recognize that underneath all that pain, underneath all that noise, there already exists within you this peace, this sense of fullness, this sense of caring. And so all the things that we long for already exist within us. But there's a piece of the world, and reach into that core of our being. And once we experience that presence of our truth, then it begins to radiate outward. And it begins to have an impact not only on our thinking, but on our relationships and on our lives. So it's a very powerful DVD. Certainly, $85 is not a lot comparative to perhaps being in therapy, or comparative to perhaps taking a mood-altering drug, or perhaps a prescription mood-altering drug. It's to sit down and really focus inward and learn who you truly, truly are. And that's such a valuable thing that it can transform your life. And we're only asking you to support WBAI for bringing you this information. It's a pledge of $85 when you call 212-209-2950. And remember, when you make that pledge, you can use your cards, be they credit card or debit card. You can ask for an invoice and send a check or money order. You can even pay in installments when you make a pledge to WBAI. But we depend on your support. So please make that call, 212-209-2950. And we do have two additional DVDs that we're reviewing this day. One is called What is Meditation? Realizing the Life That You Are. And the third is called The Doorway Into Now, Transcending Our Obsession with Time. Time is part of the matrix. That's what keeps us trapped between the time and the programming of our mind. It is what keeps us from finding our own truth, because we get lost in that programming. We get lost in this motivation by time of having to do this and being in a particular place and running and rushing, and we never have time to really breathe and discover who we are. So, because who we are is a constant, and it's a reality. It's the only real reality. But we, through our life in the material world, have become distracted from it. And these are teachings that allow you to find your way back into the truth. So it's not like you're bringing anything new in. You don't have to. It's all within you. But we need for you to share with WBAI to honor that energy exchange and make a donation, please. You can become a member at the $25 level if you just appreciate the programming. You can make a donation in the name of Heart of Mind or in any program that you like, that you enjoy. You can become a WBAI buddy and offer an ongoing donation over a year. You can donate amount every month, maybe 25, maybe 50, whatever works for you. So many ways to support WBAI and make it possible for the programming to continue. Heart of Mind is a program that focuses on the unity of being, which includes the heart consciousness, that ability to get deeply into the soul, to connect to our spirit, to be able to have that insight and inspiration, to be able to notice it and to hear it and allow it to have a positive influence in our lives. That's what we focus on primarily: consciousness, heartfelt living, caring, tenderness, reaching out to each other in a way that will make a difference in our lives. And also, we have to reach and be compassionate with our own being. We have to give a gift to ourselves. We have to nourish and nurture our own being and heal ourselves. And the thing that is most necessary to heal in our society is the mind. That's the whole point of the mind-body medicine, because it's our mind and the tension that comes from these thoughts that lead to illness, that lead to dis-ease, that cause hypertension, high blood pressure, cause all kinds of destructive habits. And it's all about this stressful manner of thinking that we have been habituated to, which is really alien to the truth. Because within you have that peace, you have that openness, you have that connection to the divine that is part of everything, the creative force that we have been in many ways educated in such a way that we don't have that connection. If you think of an indigenous society, when a child is born into these societies, the elders look at the child, the shaman look at the child and read for the child, and they discover their talents and they allow the child to explore their talents, and then they're trained in their talents, whatever it might be. But the child is allowed to be nourished in its path. In our society, everything is ripped away from the child. You have to sit still. You can't move. You can't be creative. Memorize these things. Don't pay attention to how your body feels. Don't pay attention to how you think. Don't pay attention to what causes you pain. You have to do this in order to succeed. You have to do that in order to succeed. You have to listen. You have to obey. And by the time we're adults, we're completely confused. You know, if you look at the child, you could see the beauty and the simplicity and the honesty. Well, that's human nature, that we're all supposed to be that way. And we can have that choice to return to that openness, that simplicity, that real beautiful essence that we each have. And the reason I respect Eckhart Tolle is because he provides very clear path for us to find, to navigate into our center, to know who we truly are. And that's why I've chosen to bring you these premiums. And I do hope that you will support with your calls at 212-209-2950. Remember that you can pledge at the $200 level and receive all three. They're different and they're each very powerful. And you can use them. Pop the DVD in your computer or into your whatever kind of player you have, TV player, video player, and when you need that pick-me-up, when you need that resource of making that connection, that's when these DVDs become ongoing, useful. So instead of running out for the ice cream or lighting a cigarette or pouring yourself a drink, you can put a DVD in the machine and sit back and relax and connect to who you truly are. What could be more important than that? We ask you to call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. I want to go to more of this particular DVD because it's this introduction is really very important. And if I have time, I'll play you samples from the other DVDs. But I do offer you my own experience with this material, that I find it very useful. And whenever the world comes in on me, this is when I turn to materials such as this. So it's a $200 pledge for the 3-DVD pack, Eckhart Tolle 3-DVD pack. And they include What is Meditation, Doorway into Now, and The Simple Truth. 3 separate DVDs. The one we're listening to now is an interview. The other two are actually public talks where he's speaking to quite a vast audience. So they're beautiful, $85 individually or $200 for all 3, which I believe is the best offer. It's a little bit less that way, and you also have that diversity of listening and viewing with the 3 DVDs. I also have another really cool package. It's called the Heart of Mind Self-Mastery CD DVD Pack. I love these packages because I've been offering different premiums throughout our fund drive. And so I said, why don't I just put these all together and give people an opportunity to have the whole pack and save. Like if you were to pledge for these individually, you would probably spend something in the neighborhood of $400, $450 for your pledge. But we've tightened it up and we're asking only for a $300 pledge. Now remember, the $200 pledge was for the free 3-DVD package with Eckhart Tolle. But this Master Pack, Mastery, Heart of Mind Self-Mastery Pack, includes the 3 DVDs with Eckhart Tolle. It includes a CD by Wayne Dyer called Choosing Your Own Greatness. It includes Deepak Chopra's and a 2-DVD pack, How to Know God and the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. And I figured, what the hell, I threw in my own 2-CD set, Meditation for the New Millennium. So that means that you're getting 3 DVDs by Eckhart Tolle, 2 DVDs by Deepak Chopra, 1 audiobook CD by Wayne Dyer. He's a very well-known author as well, recently transitioned, plus my own special gift, the Meditation for the New Millennium. It's 2 hours of meditation in my voice. And so all of that combined is a $300 pledge. So that's a pretty magnificent offer, I felt. And I really wanted to offer something that you could have and use for self-cultivation as we move through the weather, the winter, the chaos, whatever's going on in the world. You'll have your little self-mastery pack and you can keep that balance in your life and cultivate and grow and be where you want and need to be in the world. Because the truth is, what's going on inside of you determines your outer world. So if you're peaceful and calm, your outer world is going to have more of that. If you're centered and focused, you can bring that abundance and opportunity into your life. So the key of self-mastery is to pull away from the chaos, from the programming, anything you're watching on television, all of the commercials. A lot of the music commercially is about programming your mind for chaos and violence and conflict. And so we need to provide an antidote for ourselves. And that's what this program is about. And that's why I've chosen these premiums. They're revolutionary and in their own way political, because what better way to go against the grain of the ruling elite but not to be controlled by it, to step out of that loop of control and to claim your own sovereignty, to chart your own destiny, to have your own self-mastery, to be the creator in your own life. That's our objectives. So I do ask you to support the program Heart of Mind, and support yourself. Give yourself something that's going to nourish you. And that's why I've chosen these premiums, because they have nourished me, and they've nourished millions, really. And I wanted a concentrated truth to be able to share with you this day. So the Eckhart Tolle 3DVD pack is a $200 pledge. The Heart of Mind Self-Mastery CD-DVD pack is a $300 pledge. So for just $100 more, offering to WBAI, you get so many more. You get the Deepak Chopra, you get the Wayne Dyer, you get the Eckhart Tolle, and you also get a little of myself, Catherine. And then if you're wanting to just focus on what you're hearing today, you can pledge for one DVD, The Simple Truth, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace. That's an $85 pledge. Or you might want to pledge for The Doorway into Now, Transcending Our Obsession with Time. And we have What is Meditation? Realizing the Life that You Are. And so this material is very clear. It's for the beginner, the intermediate, or the experienced person on their path to self-mastery. They're tools that help us. And I want you to have access to these tools. And equally as much, I want you to support WBAI. Because it's not just what I'm offering you today. It's what you hear on this radio station every single day that's valuable. And that's what I want you to support. Support Heart of Mind. Support Hour of the Wolf. Support Burn Baby Burn, support Radio Unnameable, support the overnight programs, support the evening programs, don't get a lot of attention, support the arts programs throughout the schedule, and the news, that's always important, keep in contact with what's really happening, not what they want you to believe is happening. When you tune into the mainstream, even on the internet or on TV or on the radio, what you hear is the same repetition of the same 5 minutes 10 million times. It's like a drone in your ear. It's making you dead inside. If you look at the media, there's nothing but commercialism. There's nothing but sensationalism. It's you would have you believe that the world is ending. It's not. Because there are people like yourself, like myself, like many of us who care about what's happening in the world. But what happens with people who care about the world and about other people often forget themselves. Have you forgotten yourself? Are you taking care of yourself? Well, this is part of the package. You can't do in the world magnificent things if you're not preserving your own life force, if you're not taking care of your own energy, your own spirit, to be uplifted, to be peace with yourself, to be sovereign and control and not manipulated. That's what this program is about, and that's why I've chosen today's premium offering, Eckhart Tolle. And the number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Remember, if you want one of the packs, you can ask for installments, and that will be fine. You could ask for an invoice and send check or money order. You can use your cards, credit or debit. And you can actually do installments by any of those means. So really, you can do this. And when you do it, you're standing up for yourself. You're making a commitment for yourself. Yes, I am free of programming. I'm going to reinforce that freedom with these tools. That's what they're about. But stand up for yourself. Take care of yourself. Make the space for you to be at peace inside so that you can bring peace into the world. If you're living with inner conflict, it's much more difficult to create peace in the life that you're living. So this is a powerful teaching tool. And I invite you to partake of it, enjoy it, learn from it, allow it to help. Excuse me, allow it to help you. And at the same time, you're supporting WBAI. So everybody wins. Everybody is moving forward. Because without your support, this radio station cannot sustain itself. And that is also the absolute truth. It's every day, it's like pinching pennies, struggling. Can we do this today? No, we have to do that bill. So when you offer your support, you're making it possible for all the work that's being done to continue, for all of the information to flow, to continue. Not a perfect world, not a perfect radio station, but there's very little like it out in the world, and we need to keep it here, and we can only do it with your phone calls and your support. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I am going to go back and play a piece of music for you, and we'll go back to this particular DVD. And if we have time, and I believe we do, I'll play some excerpts from each of the DVDs. So stay tuned. We will continue, and it is my hope that you are inspired to change, to support, and to be the fullness of who you are, that you'll also help WBAI be the fullness of its own mission in the world. And it's a win-win for us all. So jot down that number, 212-209-2950. Pledge at the $85 level and choose between three DVDs. What is Meditation? Is an $85 pledge. And it's subtitled Realizing the Life That You Are. And it's really, whether you're a beginner or an expert in meditation, this really brings it down to a simple understanding of what meditation really is. It's not all of the hullabaloo that we think it is. It's really not. It's very simple. And of course, there's the talk that we're listening to right now, The Simple Truth, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace. If you're going through a stage of suffering, this is an invaluable DVD for you to have, and it's only an $85 pledge to support WBAI. Help WBAI, help yourself. And the third DVD is The Doorway into Now, Transcending Our Obsession with Time. And time really is the factor of the matrix that keeps us controlled. The clock, being at work, responsibilities, always the clock is measuring and ticking out our life as we spend our energy out there doing something for someone to make a few dollars so that we can maybe eke out a living. Is that really life? Well, time is the key. When you can transcend time, you can transcend the matrix. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. $85 for either one of the DVDs, $200 for all three of the DVDs, the Eckhart Tolle 3 DVD pack. And so you can make that phone call. They have the list. And you could even ask the folks at the phone center to read out the choices, and if you want to decide at that moment. And then there's the Heart of Mind Self-Mastery pack for your $300 pledge. So we're going to go back to a little music and then bring up the DVD, and I'll allow you to be, I'm going to play enough for you to really get a hunger or a real understanding of what this is about. Thank you.
beings. And in turn, they shed light on what had happened to me. For example, I picked up the New Testament and I read Jesus' words, "The peace that passes all understanding." I said, "That's exactly what I feel. I have this peace and I don't understand what it is." he must have had the same experience. Peace suddenly arose, which was not causally related to anything in the external world. It wasn't caused by something wonderful happening in my external environment. So it didn't seem to have a cause, an external cause. And then later I visited Zen teachers and so on, and again I recognized the truth of Zen immediately, but they also helped me to understand and put it, what had happened to me, into a wider context. For example, I remember talking to one Buddhist monk who said, who talked about coming to the end of always having to thinking. And he said, Zen is about not thinking, ultimately. And I immediately realized something that I actually, strangely, I hadn't realized before, that my thought processes, ever since that happened that night, had become reduced by maybe 80%. So I wasn't actually thinking that much anymore. And that's why there was so much peace. So I realized the continuous mental noise, as I now call it, which is the compulsive and largely useless thinking that most people are continuously engaged in, that had come to an end. There would still be some thought, and thought could, I could use thinking when I needed it, and occasionally thoughts would come in and out, but there were huge stretches of no thought. And in those long gaps and intervals of no thought, there was that wonderful experience of inner peace. And I realized that inner peace had been there before, even when I was still anxious, but had simply been covered up by the anxiety, by the hyperactive mind. And so this then gradually developed into a spiritual teaching. So the spiritual teaching now attempts to show people that they have within themselves already what they may perhaps are looking for on the outside. The aliveness, the peace, the sense of deep inner fulfillment is already present in every human being as their innermost essence. So it's not a question of needing to obtain or acquire something new, which is often what spiritual seekers are looking for. Everybody is looking for to acquire something to fulfill him or herself. They may be looking for it on an material level, or on the level of experiences, or on the level of accumulating knowledge, or accumulating wealth, or spiritual seekers want to add more spiritual experiences to who they are, or find themselves at some point in the future. And you can't, because if you're looking to the future to find yourself, you're missing yourself already, the essence of your being, which you can only find in the now. So my realization that night took me years to understand, and in the process of understanding it, at the same time, people would already come to me occasionally and ask questions. So gradually, I was able to talk about it, and I was able to recognize in others what I had been through. It's the same dilemma, perhaps with the exception that I was suffering from it more acutely than many others, that's all. I was even more deeply immersed in the mental noise and the emotional turmoil than would be normal. But the same mechanism operates in everyone. So the teaching now is to point out that there is a dimension in you that is deeper than what you normally identify with as yourself, that is deeper than the me, the personal history that most people believe is who they are. And so the recognition of that dimension comes when you make room inside yourself for the present moment, because it can only come out of an inner alignment with now, as I call it, which is life itself. The stream of thinking is always concerned with past and future. So for most people who are identified with thinking all the time, every thought is invested with a sense of self and me. So every thought grips you completely and you are in it. This is what identified means. Every thought that arises becomes a me, and you think it and you're in it. And so most people are dragged along all day long by this mind stream, one thought after another. And within that mind stream there is a mind-made sense of self, a me, consisting of past memories and experiences and things that my mind has identified with and that contribute to my identity. They're all thought forms. For example, my possessions, my knowledge, my experiences, or what people have done to me, or what I have done to people. Things that whatever you identify with and then hang on to in your mind becomes a me. And that was really the self that that night I recognized as not really me. So there's the mind stream, there's identification with the mind stream, and there's the possibility of stepping out of the mind stream by accessing the present moment. Now, to most people, the present moment is almost doesn't exist, because what they're really interested in is the next moment or the one after that. So they live always towards the future. They live towards the next moment. And unconsciously, they regard the next moment, the next point in the future that they need to get to, unconsciously they regard that as more important than this moment. Not realizing that the future moment that they so desperately want to get to, tonight, tomorrow, whatever, or in any activity, needing, wanting to get it out of the way as quickly as possible, needing to get to the end point, on a small scale, on a large scale. Yes.
For example.
Yes. Yes. And so they don't recognize that the future has no existence except as a thought form. So when you always live towards the future, you live your life trapped in a conceptual reality of thought forms, which assumes a greater significance for you than the immediate reality of life, which is always now. Because your life consists entirely of the present moment. And to most people, that's if you truly realize the significance of that statement, your entire life consists of the present moment. Your life is never not this moment. Even when you remember the past, you can only remember it now. And when you think about the future, you can only think about it now. But people live as if the present moment were an obstacle that they need to overcome in order to get to some better point, which never arrives. So that's a mad way to live. And it makes living hard. It makes living into an effort. We've been conditioned over thousands of years, the human mind, which was a wonderful thing, the ability to think, at some point, long, long time ago, must have arisen in humans, the ability to conceptualize mentally. And this has opened up a whole new dimension for humanity. And, of course, it has made humanity the most powerful species on the planet, because through the humans are not physically the strongest species, but they were able to dominate all the other species because of their ability to think. And so that developed slowly, probably in a mythological form. It's expressed in the story of Genesis at the beginning of the Bible, when they eat this apple that comes from the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, to differentiate this that, that comes only through the ability to think, to analyze, to separate. And so that gradually developed in humans, and at first it wasn't a problem. It opened up new possibilities. Then over thousands and thousands of years, the thinking mind became stronger. It grew and grew. And gradually they lost connectedness with something that is deeper and more essential within themselves. We could call that being, the sense of aliveness, a deeper intelligence even, that is more than just the thoughts that go on in your head. So gradually, humans, because of the growth of the thinking mind, lost their ability to sense their deeper connectedness with life. And then, now we have arrived at a point where our whole sense of who we are is caught up in the mind and in thought. So we have been through an evolutionary stage, which was a necessary one for humanity, and we could call that the stage of mind, the stage of thought, and to such a point now that we are completely possessed, I use that word, we are possessed by the mind without knowing it. We cannot stop thinking, it seems. We can, but for most people that's not yet a reality. They have to think, the compulsion to think, and to derive your sense of self from the movement of thought. This is, we're arriving at the end of this whole evolutionary stage, and for humanity now to go on, it needs to transcend the mind, no longer be possessed by the mind, to go beyond the compulsion to think into a deeper level of being. So it's almost like regaining what they have lost. But if you, when you regain something that you lost, you regain it with a deeper awareness. And this is the process that we are involved in now, that humanity is involved in now, because an evolutionary transformation, a transformation of consciousness, really is no longer a luxury, so to speak, is no longer optional for humanity. For the first time in the history of humanity, a transformation of consciousness is a necessity if humanity is to survive, because we are creating havoc on the planet. We are creating hell to a large extent on a planet that potentially is paradise.
Is that why you, I mean, you could have chosen just to stay on your own and being on your own, but you chose to go out.
I can feel
You are listening to WBAI Radio in New York at 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. This is Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. I'm Catherine, and we have been listening to The Simple Truth, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace. And I've just put another DVD into the computer for you to listen to a bit. The Doorway into Now, Transcending Our Obsession with Time. And this is a public talk. And I am happy to share this with you. But as we transition into this next DVD, I have to remind you that you are listening to WBAI in fundraising mode. And I am encouraging you to make your phone call to 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. For your $85 pledge, you can choose between three separate DVDs, all featuring Eckhart Tolle. And we've already heard a bit from The Simple Truth, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace. And we're going to be coming up with The Doorway into Now, Transcending Our Obsession with Time. What is your relationship to time? For most of us, the ticking of the clock propels our attention away from the here and now and toward an imaginary future that our thoughts tell us is far more important. Inevitably, this leads to frustration and suffering and robs us of the richness of life available only in the timeless present. And in this talk, it covers, or I would say it explores, getting beneath the surface to realize the source of our being, non-resistance, our primary pathway for aligning with the flow of life and accessing true intelligence, living skillfully in the dimensions of both form and stillness, how all that arises in the moment can become a doorway into presence. And that's what we want. We want to be fully present in the truth of ourselves, not running around like a puppet or a paper doll being manipulated by all the people and the influences around us. When we can get into that true presence, then we're really the master of our own being. The number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Remember, when you make your pledge, you can honor it with a card, either credit or debit, depending on which way you want to swing with it. You can ask for an invoice and send a check or money order. Many are more comfortable with that. You could say that you want to honor your pledge in installments, which works very well if you want one of the packs, and I'll describe those packages to you. The number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And remember, as you show your support for WBAI, we are returning to you a gift of inner peace and tranquility through the tools and how you use these tools is going to determine how well and effective they are. So if you make that pledge, you can watch them all three back to back, or you can focus on the one that you really connect to at this moment. It's a beautiful thing, because what you're connecting to now will lead you to be in another state. And you'll have that second DVD to go a little bit deeper. And then you'll have that third DVD to go a little bit deeper into yourself, into that understanding of releasing from the tyranny of mind. The mind is a beautiful thing, as Eckhart Tolle said, but it is a tyrant. And so often our mind is judgmental of our beings. Oh, you didn't do that good enough. You're not good enough. You're not this. You're not that. How come? Blah, 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 blah. And so the mind, in many ways, can become our tormentor. And has thoughts of questioning and doubting. And so many of the thoughts that go through our mind are not constructive thoughts. They're thoughts that ultimately tear us apart. So it's useful to be able to realize that you're not those thoughts, that you're the consciousness behind it. And if you can retreat into the trueness of your being, you can see the superficiality of these thoughts and sometimes the cruelty of the thoughts or the imbalance of the thoughts. And you can see how the thoughts are affecting your emotions, are raising the stress level, or creating conflict in your life. So it's important for us to gain mastery over that so that we can recognize the falsity in those thoughts and we can begin to see that they come through historical programming. We inherited a lot of it from our families and parents and schools, and we get it every day through the media. And so it's just important to work on that deprogramming process by first recognizing that it's a problem and then identify the thoughts that are plaguing you, that are causing you to suffer, and then be able to sink deeper into yourself, into the wholeness, the trueness of who you are. So what I want you to consider is that if you are in an experience of emotional, mental, or psychic pain and suffering, then you are being bombarded by the programming of your thoughts. That is not truly who you are. And you can find a space within yourself that will allow you to eject all that old programming and be at peace. And when we're at peace within, the world around us becomes so much more peaceful. And as we each do this process, that is really the way the world would change. We have to each individually take some responsibility with whether or not we're projecting conflict or we're emanating peace. So you can make that choice by at least educating yourself about it, contemplating it, following some of these practices, and make note of whether or not you're feeling at peace, whether the pain is reducing. And it's not a long, arduous process. It's really just a realization, an awareness, an expansion in the understanding of your consciousness, of your inner being. So it's not, a 10-year study. It's just you can awaken in a moment, in a second, if you have the tools and the inspiration to do so. And that's why we're offering the premiums we're offering you today. And you can pledge at the $200 level for the 3-DVD pack, Doorway into the Now, Transcending Our Obsession with Time, The Simple Truth, Discovering the Pathway from Suffering to Peace, What is Meditation? Realizing the Life that You Are. To me, that is so powerful. And these are DVDs that are meant for the beginner. They're meant for the sage, the experienced ones, because there are so much going on here that you'll find insights at different points within the programs. And then when you listen to it a second and third time, you'll see the deeper insights. So it's a beautiful way of having this experience with the guidance of a very gifted teacher. And really, he's a teacher in the sense that he's gone through a path maybe before others. But he's no greater than anyone else. He's no greater than you. You have the same capacity. And as you reach into the fullness of who you are, then you'll be bringing your gift into the world. Eckhart Tolle is bringing his gift. Are you bringing your gift into the world? Or are you being diverted by depression and angst and feelings of doubt and not having confidence in yourself? Well, all of that is programming. It's not the truth of who you are. You have this strength. The peace is within you already. And it's just a matter of tapping into it. And the number to call to tap into WBAI is 212 209-295-0212, 209-295-0. And I promise you, life is going to be stressful. My life can be very stressful. It's really stressful right now in terms of what I'm trying to work with and create and build. It's a challenge. It's a big challenge. But through most of it, I'm still able to hold on to my inner sense of peace and my stability and my sovereignty in knowing who I am. And so I have these experiences of stress, but it's not pulling me as often out of my consciousness, out of my path. And so the more you reinforce this for yourself, the stronger you can be steady within that sovereign space, that standing up within yourself, for yourself, and to be creative, bringing your creation into the world, be it a book, be it a song, be it a school, be it an education system, be it a political system, whatever it is that you're creating within the world, you want to be strong in yourself to do that without the distraction, without the programming, without the suffering, self-imposed suffering because of the machinations of the manipulated, programmed mind. I say it that way because I'm not talking about your essence. Your essence uses the mind to think and bring forth the creation. So the mind is a very powerful tool. It does bring forth reality. But the question is what is the root of that reality we're creating? Are we creating doubt and more pain and suffering? Or are we creating stability and confidence and the ability to bring truth and prosperity? It's the state of your mind that's going to determine how far you get on any path. So it's a very powerful program that we're offering you today, the Eckhart Tolle 3 DVD pack, The Doorway into the Now, The Simple Truth, and What is Meditation? You can listen to either one, or you can pledge for either one at the $85 level. You can pledge for all three at the $200 level. And we have a special pack, which I've called the Heart of Mind Self-Mastery Pack. It's a CD and DVD pack. When you call 212-209-2950, it is a pledge of only $300. I say only because there's so much here that would be free if you just added up all the individual pledges. And it starts with Choosing Your Own Greatness, an audiobook, a CD audiobook by Wayne Dyer. The three DVDs we just spoke of by Eckhart Tolle, What is Meditation, The Simple Truth, and Doorway into the Now. Plus, we have two DVDs by Deepak Chopra, including How to Know God and the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And then I'm also throwing in as a little dessert at the end of your meal, Meditation for the New Millennium by myself, Catherine Davis. It's a 2-CD set of, in my own voice, meditation to help you relax and to connect to the forces of Earth and Cosmos, how to activate your own power center. They're both very powerful meditations on those CDs. There's a multiple meditations on the first CD. The second CD is a transformative process that will bring you in a state of power. And that's part of the pack. So that's only a $300 pledge for the Heart of Mind Self-Mastery CD DVD pack. So you have that opportunity. And if you want to focus on Eckhart Tolle, you can get all three DVDs for your $200 pledge. Or you can pledge individually at the $85 level. But in order to do this, you must call 212-209-2950. Or you could go to the website, give2wbai.org, and you'll find it there on our site. You could just search Eckhart Tolle, E-C-K-H-A-R-T-T-O-L-L-E, Eckhart Tolle, when you go to give2wbai.org or when you make the phone call, 212-209-2950. It's an important phone call because it's a phone call that will change your life, enhance your life most definitely, and at the same time, make it possible for WBAI to continue offering programs such as this and all the other programs that you love. You're listening to WBAI in New York. We are listener-supported radio, non-commercial, which means we don't have all of the gobbledygook programming, mind-bending, sales-tricking of programming. We don't have that, but we do have to come to you on a fairly regular basis and say, please do support this radio station because we don't want those messages on our air. We don't want to be talking about some beautiful drug while people are dancing through the fields and then following by a long list of side effects that might include death. You know, it's just in this delightful little voice, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and includes possibility of heart attacks and strokes. And these, you know, we don't want that. We want to be able to give you something that's powerful, that you can be, have access to, be in control of your exposure to it, and be strong and powerful within your life. That is our objective. So the more of you who listen to this station, who are powerful and strong and centered within themselves, the more powerful the message becomes all across the board. Because when you're a power and you hear that message, when you're listening to morning show or you're listening to Democracy Now or you're listening to one of the focused political programs, you hear something, you're empowered, you're going to act on it. But if you're feeling self-defeating and depressed and, oh, yeah, 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 I can't do anything, I'm only one little person, what can I do? The world ends, the world goes downhill. We need empowered listeners, and that is the purpose of having a spiritual program on a political radio station, because you need both. The number is 212-209-2950, Self-Empowerment Radio, 212-209-2950. Make that pledge, $85 for your support. We'll send you one of three DVDs, What is Meditation, The Simple Truth, The Doorway into Now. But the best deal in this regard would be the Eckhart Tolle 3-DVD pack for your $200 pledge. And of course, there's the $300 pledge, which will bring you the Heart of Mind Self-Mastery CD, DVD pack, which you really, 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 really do save a lot. So I encourage you to do that. I'm going to try to get this next DVD started so that you will be able to hear a little bit more. So let me play, go back into a little bit of music, and try to get the tracks going on the DVD.
A long time has passed since I've seen your face, and the words that I stood for, you've gently replaced. Deep in your arms, warmed by your smile, I feel your heartbeat, it's whispering. Dry your eyes, give yourself to me. Sometimes it can't be what you want or what you think. Thank you.
Welcome to this gathering. We are running a little late, which is in the timeless dimension irrelevant. And in time, it matters. If you were getting impatient, restless, if the mind started to say things like, what's going on? Why is it taking so long? That means you were carrying time inside. The more time, psychological time, you carry inside, the more stressful life is. It seems to me that time is what we'll talk about for a little while now. I had that feeling when I realized we would be starting quite late. So there's something to do with time here. And this was confirmed when half an hour ago I was sitting in the green room and I received a beautiful gift from someone, thank you very much, of a tub of anti-aging cream. And then I knew for sure that we have to talk about time. And of course I will apply the cream and see what happens.